弟兄姐妹，请你现在呢，把一本圣经呢打开在你的面前。
Please open your Bible in front of you.
那今天在我们这个讲道的过程当中呢，我们会继续的来读我们刚才读的这段经文。
We'll continue to read this passage during our sermon.
就是以弗所书第二章十四到十八节的经文。
Ephesians 2:14-18.
那这段经文呢，可以用三个概念来概括。
We can talk about three concepts in this passage.
那在这个经文当中讲到第一个概念是隔离。
The first concept is that we have a barrier or we are separated.
第二个叫和好。
The second is reconciliation.
就是那种隔离的状态被除去之后，人与人之间，人与神之间可以和好。
So after we removed this barrier, then man and man and man and God can have this reconciliation.
第三个概念呢，就是福音。
And then the third concept is the gospel.
福音就像一个桥一样，把这个人从隔离的状态带进和好的状态。
So the gospel is like a bridge bringing us from division to reconciliation.
所以这段经文呢，是很清楚的把福音向我们再次讲明。
So this passage is again very clearly presenting us the concept of the gospel.
所以今天早晨呢，我们就是众弟兄姐妹，我们一起哈，再次回到福音的宝贵信息当中。
Today, once again, we return to this precious message of the gospel.
因为神的应许说，福音本是神的大能。
Because the Bible tells us that the gospel is God's mighty power.
让我们一起在这一段宝贵的信息当中再次经历。那个福音的大能。
So that once again we can experience the power of the gospel in this passage.
第一个，我们先来看这段经文当中所讲的隔离。
First, we don't talk about this barrier.
十四节说，因他使我们和睦。
In verse 14, it says, "For himself is our peace."
他是指耶稣基督。
He refers to Jesus Christ.
我们这里包括犹太人，包括外邦人。
Here the we or the our includes the Jews and the Gentiles.
为什么主耶稣基督使我们和睦呢？
How is it that Jesus become our peace?
因为我们本来是不和睦的。
Because in the beginning we don't have peace.
人与人之间呢是分离的。
People and people are divided.
所以我们才需要主耶稣基督使我们从分离走出来，进入到和睦当中。
So through Jesus Christ, we can exit from division and into peace.
十四节接下讲说，讲两下合而为一。
And then in the second part of verse 14, he talked about he made the two one.
拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
And has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility.
两下是指一边是犹太人，一边是外邦人。
So the two sides were referring to one side the Jews, the other side the Gentiles.
为什么主耶稣基督要讲两下合而为一呢？
Why did Jesus talk about the two become one?
因为原来是不合一的。
Because in the beginning they are not united.
因为中间有一个隔断的墙。
Because in the middle, there is a dividing wall.
主耶稣基督把中间隔断的墙拆毁之后，外邦人和犹太人才能合而为一。
After he destroyed the barrier between the two, then only then will the Jews and the Gentiles become one.
十五节说，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇。
In verse 15 saying, by abolishing in his flesh the law,
基督为什么要舍掉自己的身体死在十字架上呢？
Why did Jesus sacrifice himself and die on the cross?
就是因为人与人之间有冤仇。
Because there are hostilities between people and people.
所以十四节、十五节主要是讲到人与人之间的关系。
So verses 14 and 15 mainly talking about relationship among men.
本来是隔绝的。
In the beginning, it was divided.
本来中间是有隔断的墙的。
In the beginning, there is this barrier and dividing wall.
本来彼此之间是有冤仇的。
Originally, there was hostility.
但是靠着耶稣基督的拯救，十字架的救恩呢，啊，这一切都被解决了。
But because of the salvation on the cross and all these problems are resolved.
16节到18节是讲到人与神之间的那种的状态。
Verses 16 to 18 talking about the condition between man and God.
16节说，既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两架归为一体，与神和好。
Verse 16 says, in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross by which he put to death their hostility.
为什么要借着十字架与神和好呢?
Why is it that we have to be through the cross to be reconciled to God?
因为在耶稣基督钉上十字架之前,人与神之间的基本的状态是不和好的。
Because prior to Jesus going on the cross, the condition between man and God was hostility.
人与神之间是敌对的。
We were enemies.
第十八节说，因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。
Verse 18, for through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit.
在耶稣基督上十字架之前，人是不能靠自己进到父神的面前的。
Before Jesus went on the cross,By man's effort alone, we cannot go before God.
因为有罪的人，不圣洁的人，没有办法见到这位圣洁的天父。
Because a sinful man cannot come before a holy God.
人与神之间有一个厚厚的幔子把我们两下隔开。
There is this thick curtain dividing between man and God.
只有在耶稣基督钉十字架以后
After Jesus was nailed on the cross,
那个厚厚的幔子才裂开了。
This thick curtain was torn apart.
人才能靠着耶稣基督所开出的这一条又新又活的道路进到父神的面前。
And through this living way, man can come before God.
所以这几段经文，几节经文当中，一直不断的在强调人与人，人与神之间那种隔离的关系。
So in these four verses, it keeps emphasizing the condition between man and man and man and God.
另外一个反复出现的概念就是和睦、合一、和好进到神的面前。
And another concept that is being emphasized again and again is that we be united, we'll be reconciled, we can come before God.
另外我们也看到在隔离与和好之间有一座桥。
And also we can see in between the reconciliation and division, there is this bridge.
那就是耶稣基督的身体。
And that is the body of Jesus Christ.
是借着基督的身体废掉冤仇。
And through his flesh, through his body, that we can banish hostility.
这条路就是十字架。
And that way is the cross.
因为在十字架上灭了冤仇。
Because through the cross, hostility is banished.
借着这个十字架这条路，我们可以进到神的面前。
Through the way of the cross, we can come before God.
所以，今天为什么要跟大家分享这段经文呢？
Why do I want to share with you this passage?
因为最近所发生的事情啊，这个病毒疫情的泛滥，是给我们提供了一个非常好的一个啊机会。
And actually, this coronavirus is giving us a good opportunity.
让我们很切实的、很深入的能够明白这一段经文里面所讲的。
So very concretely, we can understand what this passage is talking about.
隔离，我们现在都在隔离当中。
Division, we are all under the condition of being divided or separated.
最早的时候，当这个病毒从武汉开始的时候，整个武汉的全城首先被隔离。
When the virus started in Wuhan, the entire city of Wuhan was separated from the rest of the country.
接下来这几个月当中呢，武汉的各大城市一个一个纷纷的宣布封城隔离。
And then subsequently, then one by one, all the different cities in Hubei were also separated as well.
如今啊，在美国不同的地方呢，也进入到这样一种类似的隔离的一种的状态。
And then gradually in various cities in the US, is also enter into the state of separation and quarantine.
隔离是一种不得已的一种的办法。
To be separated is the last resort.
因为现在还没有一种的药可以治这种的病毒。
Because there is no medicine to cure this disease right now.
这个疫苗呢还没有被制造出来。
We have not been able to manufacture the vaccine yet.
全世界的科学家呀医生啊都在这个日夜兼程的赶制这种特效药和疫苗。
And all the doctors and scientists around the world have been trying to, in a hurry, to develop this medicine.
但是在这种特效药和疫苗产生之前呢，隔离是对付这种疫情的最有效的方法了。
And prior to this medicine or vaccine, separation is the most effective way to deal with this virus.
如果有生病的表现出来，咳嗽、发烧，那就一定要留在家里了。
If there are any symptoms of sickness such as coughing or fever, then you have to stay at home.
Yeah, 年长的有健康问题的就不要出门，就留在家里了。
Seniors as well as people with prior medical conditions have to stay at home also.
餐馆关门，商店关门。
The shops are closed, restaurants are closed.
人与人之间讲话的时候要保持一定的距离。
And when people are talking to one another, we have to keep a certain distance.
Yeah, 现在疫情这个泛滥最严重的地方呢是在意大利。
The most serious condition right now happening around the world was in Italy.
死亡的这个比例非常的高。
They have a very high mortality rate.
就是因为他们早期没有注意到及时的隔离这种的方法。
Because in the beginning, they weren't paying attention to keeping that separation.
但将来有一天如果这个特效药被造出来了
But one day when the medicine is finally developed
如果有一天这个疫苗被制作出来了
One day the vaccine is developed
那情况可能就不一样了
Then we have a different condition
我们就不用再隔离在家里了
We don't have to be quarantined and isolated at home
可能病毒还在那里
Even though the virus is still around
人可能还会被传染上病毒
We may still be infected
但是因为有特效药我们就不怕了
Because we have this special medicine we don't have to be worried of anymore
感染病毒得了肺炎之后我们快快的吃药就解决了
If we got infected we have the pneumonia we can immediately take this medicine
特别是有了疫苗之后
And especially if we have a vaccine
我们提前接种了疫苗
we will take this vaccine beforehand.
我们虽然有可能被这个病毒感染
even though the virus may come to us,
但是呢我们里面有这种的能力有这种抗体可以杀死这种的病毒
but we have antibodies in our bodies to defeat that virus.
我们就可以出门了
then we can go outside.
所以呢我们看到现在目前这种状况是因为药物在没有产生之前的不得已的一种的办法。
So we can see that this is what we have to do prior to the medicine and the vaccine.
我们知道在旧约的历史上神也曾经用过这种的办法。
We know from the history in the Old Testament that God has used this method before.
神也使用这种隔离的方式呢使这个罪恶减缓罪恶在世上蔓延的速度
And people have also used this method of separation to slow down the spread of sin
这个病毒在某种的方面上很像这个我们讲的罪
In a certain ways this virus is very much like sin
病毒呢我们现在都在找这个零号病人
For the virus, we always look for patient zero.
就是那个第一个被病毒感染的人。
And that is the first person to be infected.
那病毒呢是借着这个零号病人进入到人类当中的。
And it's through patient zero that this virus enters into the world.
又借着这一个人呢把病毒带到其他的人身上。
And through that one person, it was spread to others.
如今呢是扩展到了全世界了。
Now it spreads to the entire world.
罪也是这样。
Sin is also like that.
罪是借着一个人进入世界的。
sin entered the world through one person.
因为借着这一个人使每一个身为这个世上的这些人都得了这种的病，就是被罪所感染。
And through that one person, everybody on earth was infected with sin.
罪的感染率超过了这个病毒的传染力。
The infectious rate of sin exceeded that of the coronavirus.
因为圣经讲说世人都犯了罪。
Because the Bible tells us that all men sin.
而且罪的致死率要超过病毒的致死率。
And the mortality rate of sin also exceeds that of the coronavirus.
因为罪的公价就是死。
Because the wage of sin is death.
是100%的。
100%.
是每个人都躲不过的。
No one can escape it.
所以在这个罪恶泛滥在世界的过程当中, 神也曾经采取过这个隔离的办法来阻止罪恶的蔓延。
So when sin was flooding the world, God has also used his method of separation to slow down its spread.
等候那个属灵的解药,对付罪的那个疫苗的最终的产生。
To wait for that spiritual antidote to resolve the condition of sin.
我在这里给大家举两个例子。
I'm going to give you two examples.
第一个例子呢,神使用隔离的办法呢,就是在巴别塔的时候。
And the first method that God used was in the Tower of Babel.
就是在挪亚大洪水之后,
was after the flood of Noah.
罪恶再次在地上泛滥的时候,
when sin was again spreading on earth.
他们聚集在一起,
they gathered together.
要建一座城,
they're going to build a city.
在城里面要修一座塔,
and they're going to build a tower in that city.
这个塔要通天，要传扬人自己的名。
And that tower is to proclaim the fame of men.
那一次呢，是在一个领袖叫尼禄的带领之下做的。
And it was under a leader to build that tower.
那圣经讲说，尼禄是英雄之首。
And the Bible tells us that he was the leader of all the heroes.
这个中文把它翻译成英雄哈，实际上有一点不对。
Actually, it was not quite accurate to call him a hero in that translation.
因为那个词呢，实际上是讲反叛的那个领袖。
And actually, it was really talking about the leader of all the rebellious people.
当人聚集一起来反叛神的时候，
when men gathered together to rebel against God,
神就下来。
God was looking at what man is doing. There were two ways that God can use to deal with men. God can use a flood and to destroy the people on earth. To have a new beginning.
但是神没有选择这种的方法。
But God didn't use that method.
神是选择了变换人当时的语言的方法。
God chose the method of confusing people's languages at that time.
那时候这个希伯来文啊、希腊文啊、中文啊，就被产生了。
So it was at that time that the different languages, be it Hebrew, Greek or Chinese, that was created at that time.
当时这些人的言语不通之后,
after their languages were confused,
他们就开始分散到世界各地,
they were spread to different parts of the world,
让他们没有办法继续聚集犯罪来反抗神。
They cannot gather once again and rebel against God.
这是神的怜悯。
That is God's mercy.
阻止这个世界走向罪恶和败坏进程的这个
To stop people from entering into more corruption and sinfulness.
让这个罪恶不至于那样快的带到那个死亡的结局。
So that sin cannot cause the condition of death as quickly as it could.
那第二个在旧约里的例子啊，神采用隔离的方式呢，就是把以色列这个被拣选的民族分别出来。
The other condition, the other example of God using separation was how God has separated the nation of Israel.
在今天所读的经文当中有提到说两下把这个犹太人和外邦人非犹太人呢把它分开来讲。
And here in this passage we read today, talk about the two, the Jews and the Gentiles.
犹太人作为神特别的一组的一个民族的选民呢是被神分别出来的。
The Israelite nation being a chosen people was separated by God.
当神当初选择这个亚伯拉罕的就是呼召他离开他的本地本族和父家。
When God first called Abraham to leave his hometown,
把他分离出来。
And separate him.
到了第二代这个以撒的时候神就吩咐以撒不能娶当地的女子。
And then when it comes to the second generation Isaac, God was telling him that they cannot, that he cannot marry the local Gentile woman.
让这个家族跟这个迦南人要分离出来。
So that family, that tribe will be separated from the Canaanites.
到了第三代雅各这一代的时候他们又进一步的分离出来。
And then also, when it comes to the third generation of Jacob, they will continue to be separated.
神又把这一家的人带去了埃及。
And how they brought that whole tribe to Egypt.
他们一旦去了埃及，他们就没有办法跟其他的民族混居在一起了。
And then also, when they were brought to Egypt, they cannot be intermixed with other tribes.
埃及的人是瞧不起当时的这一家人的。
Because the Egyptians looked down upon the Jews.
对他们不可能跟他们通婚的。
So they cannot intermarry with the Egyptians.
所以在接下来的四百年当中呢，雅各的一家就在埃及繁衍成一个上百万的一个大的民族。
So in the next 400 years, this whole tribe of Jacob then developed into this 3 million people nation.
让以色列这个民族成为一个被从万民万族当中分离出来的一个很特别的民族。
So that the Israelites could be separated from all nations and a very special chosen people.
时候到了神又带着几百万的犹太人出了埃及。
And then when time comes, God led this nation out of Egypt.
到了西乃山下。
And then to Mount Sinai.
在西乃山的底下呢神向他们颁布律法。
God gave them the commandments at the foothill of Sinai.
第一步是犹太人以色列这个民族成为一个分别为圣归给神的民族。
So that the Israelite nation would be a people separated and sanctified for God.
所以在这个背景下我们回到刚才读的那段经文的第十五节我们就明白保罗为什么在这里这样说了。
And then with that background, as we come back to verse 15, we'll understand why Paul was saying this verse.
以弗所书二章十五节说，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条。
And in verse 15, by abolishing in his flesh the law with his commandments and regulations.
为什么人与人之间，外邦人和犹太人之间这种的关系，敌对分离的关系，跟这个律法有关系呢?
Why is it that there is this hostility between the Jews and the Gentiles and is related to the commandments and regulations of the law?
为什么说这个冤仇就是那记在律法上的规条呢?
Why is it saying that the hostility was in the law with its commandments and regulations?
为什么要使犹太人和外邦两下合而为一之前必须要除去这个律法的规条呢?
Why is it before making the two into one that they have to abolish the law?
就是因为以色列这个民族被分别出来的过程当中是借着神所颁布的律法。
And it's because that when the Israelite nation was separated, it was because of the law that God has proclaimed.
他们要尊耶和华为唯一的真神。
They have to worship God as the only God.
他们要守安息日。
They have to keep the Sabbath.
每个星期到了星期六的时候他就不能做别的工要专心的来敬拜神。
And when it comes to Saturday, they cannot do other work, they have to focus on worshiping God.
他们不是所有的东西都可以吃的。
They cannot eat everything.
有一些的食物是洁净的。
Some foods. clean.
有些食物是不洁净的。
Some foods are unclean.
所以这样一个民族，他就没有办法跟其他不守这些律法的人呢在一起生活。
So that nation cannot live together with other nations who don't keep these laws.
以至于犹太人就成了一个被分别着被隔离出来的一个民族。
So that the Israelites become a nation that is separated out.
所以这两件事情啊。
And there are two things.
一件就是巴别塔的时候，神用变乱语言的方式使人产生隔离。
So during the time of Babel, God used the language of confusion to slow down the spread of sin.
第二件事情就是把这个犹太这个民族隔离出来，分别为圣。
And then second is to separate out the nation of Israelites and be sanctified for God.
神做这两件事情都是在等候，在预备。
God did these two things in preparation and in waiting.
就像我们今天在等候一样。
It's just like today we are waiting.
大家都在问说疫情什么时候能过去啊？
Everybody is asking when would this pass?
什么时候我们可以恢复从前的那种的正常的生活呢？
When can we resume our normal lives?
什么时候我们可以出门啊，自由的去购物，自由的去上公园去啊看这些风景。
When can we go out and shop and go to parks and different places?
哦，如果有一天啊，哪个这个公司宣布说我们的特效药是出来了。
And one day when some company announces that we have the special medicine.
哦，我们的疫苗已经成功的试验出来了。
And our vaccine has been tested and a success.
哦，那个时候我们就离我们恢复从前正常的生活就不远了。
And then at that time, our ability to resume our normal lives is close by.
对，刚才我们讲说神在历史上做了两次，一个是变乱语言，一个是借着律法使犹太人分别为圣。
So we talk about in the history, there are two times that God did through confusing the languages and as well as separating out a nation.
这两件事情在后来都被解除了。
And in these two things in the end were resolved.
是在什么时候呢？
And when was that?
就是在耶稣基督钉十字架之后。
And that was after Jesus was nailed on the cross.
当主耶稣基督被钉十字架，三天以后从死里复活之后。
And after Jesus was nailed on the cross, 3 days later.
那一年的五旬节。
In that Pentecost.
天下各地的犹太人，讲不同语言的犹太人，都聚到耶路撒冷来过节的时候。
When all the Jews that spoke different languages, when they gathered in Jerusalem to celebrate the festival,
在五旬节过节的那一天，圣灵降临。
And on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended.
当时的门徒就开始讲方言。
And at that time, all the disciples were speaking tongues.
讲那些他们没有学过的外国的语言。
They were speaking languages that they have never learned.
让在场的来自于世界不同的地方讲不同的语言的人都能够听得懂他们所传讲的那个福音的信息。
So that people from different parts of the world can understand the message of the gospel.
他们都听见了主耶稣基督为人的罪钉十字架，三天以后从死里复活的这个信息。
They all heard the message of Jesus nailed on the cross, died for the sins, and resurrected 3 days later.
在五旬节那一天，神就把在巴别塔所做的事情呢，把它反过来做。
So God has undone what he did in the Tower of Babel during that day.
从前使人的语言变乱，是为了等候那个救主的来临。
And when he was confusing the language of the people at that time, he was waiting for the arrival of salvation.
是为了等候那个救恩的成就。
Is the waiting for the accomplishment of the salvation.
当主耶稣基督在十字架上成就了这个救恩，复活又证明他的救恩的成就以后呢，这件事情就被解除了。
And so when Jesus was nailed on the cross to achieve the salvation, and when he was resurrected 3 days later to demonstrate the effectiveness of his salvation, and that issue was resolved.
对十字架之后， 人与人之间的那个隔绝，那种阻断的墙都被拆毁了。
And after Jesus was nailed on the cross, the division among people was resolved.
不分语言，不分种族，各地的人都可以在主耶稣基督里面同归于一了。
So regardless of languages or ethnicity, all people can be united under Christ.
主耶稣基督复活之后，
After Jesus was resurrected,
吩咐他的门徒去使万民做我的门徒。
He asked his disciples to make disciples out of all nations.
告诉这些犹太的这个门徒，犹太的基督徒，跨过种族的界限，从他们这种犹太人的这种的分离、分隔的这种状态走出来，去到外国人当中，去到世界各个民族的人民当中，去传扬这个耶稣基督的福音。
He asked his Jewish followers to cross the ethnicities to preach the gospel to all peoples, all nations on earth.
一开始门徒还不完全明白。
In the beginning, the disciples didn't really understand.
圣灵做一些很特别的工作，让他们不断的明白。现在救恩已经成就了，死亡的那个解药已经制出来了，你们不要再守在那个律法的分隔的那种的状态之下，要走出去。
But then the Holy Spirit was asking them, gradually making them understand that now that salvation has been accomplished, that they are no longer bound by the laws and they need to kind of go beyond that boundary for the other nations.
有一次圣灵亲自向彼得显现。
One time the Holy Spirit revealed himself to Peter.
先是让彼得看到一个异象。
To give him a vision.
一个大布从天上降下来。
A great piece of cloth descended from above.
大布上面有各种各样的动物。
There are all kinds of animals on it.
都是不洁净的动物。
They are unclean animals.
都是按照他们的律法的规定是不能吃的动物。
Those are animals that they cannot eat according to the laws and regulations.
但圣灵就告诉彼得说，取来吃，宰了吃。
But the Holy Spirit told Peter, come, go and eat it.
彼得的本能反应说，这些人不能吃，我从小都没有吃过，这是律法的规定。
Peter's reaction was, these are the things I was taught never to eat. I cannot eat them.
但圣灵对他讲话说，神所造的以为洁净的，你不可认为不洁净。
But yet the Holy Spirit told him that all things are clean.
然后之后就带领彼得跨过这种种族的隔绝，进入到外邦人哥尼流的家中，向他去传递。
And then the Holy Spirit taught him how to overcome the barrier of ethnicity and then go to preach the gospel in this Gentile Cornelius home.
感谢赞美主。
We give thanks and praise God.
耶稣基督的十字架，他的复活给我们永生的盼望。
The cross and the resurrection of Jesus gave us this eternal hope.
让我们可以在耶稣基督里面得到那个复活的生命，永远的生命。
So that in Jesus Christ we can receive this eternal life and eternal salvation.
我们不再惧怕死亡。
We are not afraid of death anymore.
因为我们有永生的盼望。
Because we have the hope of eternal life.
盼望今天这样一个福音的信息再次来建造我们的信心。
So that this message of resurrection can become the message for our lives today.
第十七节保罗说并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人也给那近处的人。
Verse 17, he came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near.
这是指主耶稣基督他传和平的福音给那远处的外邦人也给近处的犹太人。
So he refers to Jesus Christ, meaning that he's going to preach peace to people who are local, close by, the Jews,as well as peace to those who were far away, meaning the Gentiles.
主耶稣基督亲自做了这件事情。
Jesus Christ himself did this thing himself.
这也是我们今天的教会作为基督的身体当做的事情。
And this is what we as the body of Christ ought to do.
就是像主耶稣基督一样传着和平的福音给远处的人也给近处的人。
That we can preach this peace to those who are local, close by, as well as those who are far away.
所以今天我们就要问， 在目前这个疫情泛滥的过程当中，我们当如何为这和平的福音来做见证？
So we need to ask, when this virus is spreading, how do we preach this salvation of peace in this time?
在这里呢，我想跟大家分享三点。
I want to share three points with you now.
第一，这个和平的福音呢，首先要向我们自己来传。
First of all, this salvation of peace ought to be preached to ourselves.
每一天我们要用这个福音的信心来提醒我们自己。
Every day we need to remind ourselves of this salvation of peace.
我们在主耶稣基督里面已经有这个复活的盼望。
In Jesus Christ, we have this hope of resurrection and eternal life.
这个永远的生命，主耶稣基督已经把它做成一个礼物赐给我们了。
God has given us this gift of eternal life.
再过21天就是复活节了。
In 21 days, it will be Easter.
每一年复活节都清楚地提醒我们，也提醒这个世界，主耶稣基督已经复活了。
Every year during Easter, we were reminded that Jesus has been resurrected.
那今天呢是主日。
Today is Sunday.
每个主日我们在神的面前聚集，也是为了纪念主耶稣基督是在主日七日的第一日那一天复活的。
And every week when we gather on this day, we remember how Jesus was resurrected on the Lord's Day, on the first day of the week, Sunday.
这一年呢，至少应该有52周啊，52个主日呢，我们在神的面前被提醒。
So in every year we have 52 days like that that we are reminded.
但是更重要的是说，我们每一天都要记得啊，耶稣基督的死和复活。
But just as importantly, every day we should be reminded that Jesus has resurrected.
在过去这个星期里面啊，我们弟兄姐妹每天早晨啊聚在一起来灵修祷告。
In the past week, we've been gathered together to have devotion time together.
就是在每天早晨，我们先来到神的面前，被福音的信息所提醒。
So that means every day we start with a reminder of the salvation.
让福音的能力呢，每天早晨呢，在我们的心中来改变我们的心。
So the power of the gospel will start with us and change us.
在这种环境的压力变换很大的时候，
when our environment is changing significantly and giving us a lot of pressure,
我们心中有担心，
or we are worried inside,
我们心中有惧怕，这些都是我们本性当中一些自然的反应，
and we may have fear inside, and that's all natural.
但是呢，只有在我们在福音当中不断的被提醒的时候，我们才能够胜过这一切。
But as we are reminded repeatedly by the gospel, that we can conquer those.
所以鼓励大家哈，每一天呢，都向自己传福音，用这个耶稣基督死而复活的信息呢，不断的来提醒我们自己。
So I encourage every one of you to preach the gospel to yourself every day and remind ourselves.
第二件事情跟大家分享的就是说，在这种的疫情当中呢，我们要活出这个福音的见证。
And then secondly, we need to live out the testimony of our salvation and gospel during this time of the coronavirus.
在这个当中呢，我们要特别提醒自己两件事情。
In particular, we need to remind ourselves of two things.
第一件事情就是不要忧虑。
First is do not worry.
主耶稣基督提醒我们要看天中的天空的飞鸟。
Jesus reminded us that we need to look at the birds in the air.
在地上的花草。
And the flowers on earth.
他们这些不耕不种也不织布也不纺线的，天父尚且养活他们。
They don't sow, they don't weave, but yet God has provided for them.
我们比这一切更宝贵，上帝一定会看顾。
God will take care of us because we are more precious than they are.
我们不要为吃什么、穿什么、寿数的长短而去担忧。
We don't need to worry about what we eat, what we drink, or how long we'll live.
因为这些是不信的人、外邦人所忧虑的事情。
Because those are the things that Gentiles worry about.
我们不要为这些事情忧虑，因为一天的难处一天当就够了。
because we don't need to worry about those because we just have to worry about today.
不要忧虑，而要先求神的国，神的义。
Do not worry, we need to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
这是上个星期我跟大家分享的信息。
And that was last week's message.
这是第一方面，我相信主耶稣基督在此时此刻要对我们的心讲的一个重要的提醒，不要忧虑。
And I think that's an important message that Jesus is going to tell us constantly that do not worry.
第二方面我要被提醒的就是不要惧怕。
And the second I want to remind you is do not fear.
整本圣经数了一下，从旧约到新约，一共365次出现不要惧怕这个词。
And in the Old Testament, there are 365 times about do not worry.
不要惧怕，我们每一天都要被提醒说，在主耶稣基督里面，我们不要惧怕。
And also we need to practice do not fear every day.
在圣经里当出现不要惧怕之后，常常后面接着的就是说，神说我与你们同在。
And oftentimes when the Bible talks about do not fear, subsequently it also talks about God will be with us.
当我们跟远方的亲人通电话的时候。
When we are on the phone with distant relatives,
当我们跟外地的儿女，在外地工作的儿女，这个沟通的时候。
When we are talking to our children who may be working, in a different city,
在我们通话之前，我们先在神的面前有一个祷告。
Before we talk, we should have a prayer together.
不要让我们心中有忧虑。
So that we would not have fear in us.
不要让我们心中有惧怕。
So that we won't have fear or worry.
不要让我们这些的情绪的反应影响到远方的家人。
So that our emotional reaction would not impact those relatives that are far away.
因为我们知道神可以使万事相互效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Because we know that God will work, make all things work together for those who love Him.
在困难当中，我们可以靠着主，可以不忧虑、不惧怕。
In times of difficulties, through our Lord Jesus Christ, we don't have to worry or fear.
第三件事情跟大家分享的就是说，在这个疫情当中，神给我们一些新的机会。
And then, third thing, in this time of the coronavirus, God has given us new opportunities.
让我们能够在这个过程中把握住神摆在我们面前的一些新的机会。
So that we can hold on to these opportunities that God has given us.
那上周呢，海外校园的同工呢，有组织一次网络施工的训练。
Last week, the Ambassador for Christ, Christian organization has organized this training opportunity for online ministries.
在分享当中，我学到一个新的词。
And in that, I learned a new term.
意思是讲说，如今的教会被网路了。
And that they've been weaponized.
这个意思就是说，本来好多教会都没有想到说我们要去上网聚会。
Many churches never thought about how they go online.
但如今这个实体的聚会没有办法进行。
But now, our physical meetings cannot be conducted.
我们不得不上网，这个主日的崇拜、小组的聚会、祷告会都要上网络来进行。
All our meetings, including small groups, worship services, and prayer meetings, have been forced to go online.
参加这次培训会的，有大陆的，有这个在北美的，将近400位同工参加。
There are close to 400 co-workers who joined this online training from China and from North America.
在分享当中我们听到差不多在各地的教会的情况都很类似。
We come to know that all churches everywhere have faced similar situations.
几乎大部分的教会都在用这个 Zoom, 像我们现在用的这种方式呢进行主日的直播，进行这个小组的聚会。
Majority of the churches have been using Zoom like us to conduct their worship services and small group meetings.
那同工呢也很兴奋的跟我们分享说，这种的网络的聚会呢，也产生了一些新的机会。
And all these co-workers have been excitedly sharing how new opportunities have arrived because of these online meetings.
比如说一件事情也是我们教会所经历到的，就是小组的聚会，网络聚会呢，反倒使小组聚会的人数增加了。
And one thing they said, and we also experienced, is that the attendance of the small group meetings have actually increased.
有一些弟兄姐妹平时是不便出门的，或者生病在家的啊，现在借着网络呢，可以上网。
There are some brothers and sisters who used to be not able to attend because they cannot go out or because they are sick. Now they can attend.
那还有一些弟兄姐妹是出差到外地的，或者是已经搬家离开这个地方的。
And then also some have been going out in a trip, or they have actually left this particular place.
那如今借着网络呢，我们又可以回到小组当中呢，一起来聚会。
And then through online, they can come back and join the meeting.
那借着这个网络的聚会呢，也增加了一些新的像社区、像近处、远处的朋友做见证、传福音的机会。
And through online, we can also have new opportunities to share with the community and those who travel.
所以这第三件事情呢，我们就是提醒大家啊，我们能够靠着主。把握住这种网络服事的新的机会。
And so through these things, I want to remind you that we can hold on to these opportunities that God has given us when we have online meetings.
虽然我们人被隔离，
even though men physically are separated,
但是这个大使命，神交托给教会的这个使命不被隔离。
But yet the message of the Great Commission is not separated.
借着新的机会呢，可以更广的传播。
Through new opportunities, we can actually even more broadcast these messages.
想当初耶路撒冷的教会也不愿意离开耶路撒冷。
The church in Jerusalem, they actually did not want to leave Jerusalem.
但是因着逼迫的缘故。
But because of persecution.
他们不得不分散开来。
They have to be dispersed.
但是当他们分散离开耶路撒冷之后，反倒有更多的机会为主去做见证。
After they left Jerusalem, they actually had more opportunities to bear testimony.
那些门徒随走随传，就在各地建起不同的教会来。
So they've been preaching as they go, and they set up churches in different places.
让这个福音广传，教会的建立，让这个耶稣基督的福音使更多的人能够听到。
So that more people can hear the message of Jesus Christ.
但愿主耶稣基督的工作借着我们马里兰福音教会呢进一步的开展。
May the work of Jesus Christ through MGC be preached even more.
唯一的大能能够改变我们自己。
The power of the gospel can change us.
更新我们的生命，并且借着我们使更多的人蒙福。
To renew our lives and then through us that other people will be benefited.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
主耶稣，你是不断做新事的主。
Our Lord Jesus, you are the God that continues to do new things.
我们知道如今你正在我们当中，正在全地做全新的事情。
We know that you are in our midst and you are doing new things in all the earth.
你不仅帮助我们靠着你可以除去心中的忧虑和惧怕。
Not only through you that we can remove our fear and worry inside.
更是靠着你我们可以心中刚强壮胆。
Through you we can be strengthened inside.
和你一起来做新事。
To do new things together with you.
借着如今网络的这个广泛的传播。
And through the online broadcast.
使更多的人能够被福音的大能所改变。
That more people can be changed by the power of the gospel.
请你赐福我们的教会。
Bless our church.
赐福我们每一个团契小组。
Bless each of our fellowships.
赐福我们每一个家庭和弟兄姐妹。
Bless all our families and brothers and sisters.
愿你的旨意成就在我们的当中，就如同成就在天上一样。
May your will be done in our midst as it is done in heaven.
愿你的福音的大能不断地彰显在我们的当中。
Let the power of the gospel be revealed in us.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.